Good evening and welcome to the Saka Radio News at this hour. With me, Rebecca Lungudakam. The top stories. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 38 licenses and 5 construction permits in Zambia's energy sector, representing a total investment of 204.8 million. And the President Hakainde Hichilema has appointed Brigadier General Henry Chiwaya as the new Deputy Air Force Commander with a promotion to the rank as Major General. In international news, Palestinians are freeing parts of Gaza City after the Israeli military began the first stages of the planned ground offensive, officials say, in the city. And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has made significant changes in the Zambia Air Force leadership, according to a press statement made available to the Saka Region News by State House Chief Communication Specialist Chryson Hamasaka. Major General Kalaluka has been relieved of his appointment as Deputy Air Force Commander and redeployed into diplomatic service. Hamasaka stated that the President has extended his gratitude to the outgoing Deputy Air Force Commander for his distinguished service into the Zambia Air Force and wished him success in his future endeavors. In a related development, Brigadier General Henry Chiwaya has been appointed as the new Deputy Air Force Commander with a promotion to the rank of Major General. General Chiwaya on his appointment and promotion, urging him to discharge his duties with loyalty, discipline, and unwavering commitment to the Constitution and the people of Zambia. Hamasaka says that President Hichilema expressed confidence that Major General Chiwaya will uphold the values of professionalism and patriotism in serving the nation.
977 News.
President Mutale Nalumango has reaffirmed that Zambia's economic outlook is on a positive trajectory driven by robust reforms by government and support by the international partners such as the International Monetary Fund. The Vice President explained that Zambia's economy is projected to grow to about 5%, anchored on increased investment in both the greenfield and the brownfield mining projects, as well as the diversified opportunities in mining, manufacturing, and agriculture. She made the remarks during a bilateral meeting with the Toyota Commission Corporation held on the sidelines of the 9th Tokyo International Conference on Africa Development in Yokohama. The meeting was held by Kashitani Ichiro, the Vice Chairman of the Board, and Harita Tashuya, Executive Officer in charge of the African Division. Dr. Nalumango expressed appreciation for the Toyota's long-standing relationship with Zambia and welcomes the company's intention to diversify investments into renewable energy and healthcare. She emphasized that Zambia's recent memorandum of understanding with the Toyota's ZESCO and the Ministry of Energy was timely, particularly as the country seeks to reduce the energy deficit and mitigate the impact of climate change on hydropower generation. The Vice President further highlighted Zambia's strategic position as a land-linked hub in Southern Africa and Eastern, urging Toyota Shoe to take advantage of the wider regional markets approved by COMESA, SADC, and the East African Community.
It is very, very important for us.
when we are going through all these changes, the geopolitical changes, and the nationalistic thinking, we appreciate the attitude of your country and the Japanese people. I think from the MOU you have already spoken to that, and we believe that this should be done as quickly as possible so that you get to the ground. I know that the process has really gone. I think it is the availability of the human resource to actually do the signing. So it is something that I must say you are most welcome. We are also awaiting anxiously for this. I think the other thing I would talk about is that there shouldn't be too much concern on the economic outlook. Because I think this, you know, when you are investing, you want to look at the environment. I can assure you that even the economic outlook is not so gloomy. It is bright looking. The future looks good.
And Toyota Tsunsho Corporation Executive Officer Harata Taishua reiterated the company's strong presence in Zambia through CFAO Mobility, which currently holds 51% of the local market share. He emphasized Toyota's commitment to Zambia's health sector through the Mission Pharma, noting that the company had already supplied healthcare kits covering 60 essentials, products sufficient to meet the medical needs of 1,000 people for 30 days, over 3,000 health workers centers across Zambia.
Business in Zambia through the ASEPA for Zambia. The right left side is our main business for the year in Zambia is a mobility business. Thanks to the your government's strong support, we are very good market share in Zambia. We are selling Toyota, Suzuki, Ford, Volkswagen, and Hino, etc. Thanks to the, your support, our Toyota share almost 55% in the market share in your country. And we are willing right to the more contribute to your development.
In other news, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 38 licenses and 5 construction permits in Zambia's energy sector, representing a total investment commitment of 240.8 million kwacha. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says the approvals were granted during ERB's licensing committee meeting on August 15, 2025, reflecting investor confidence in Zambia's energy sector. She says the approved licenses cover renewable energy, generating equipment, transportation, distribution of petroleum products, and blending of lubricants. Kasumpe says the construction permits include 4 new service stations in Lusaka, Kawe, and Impika, as well as 500 megawatt solar plant in Serengeti. Additionally, the ERB has granted approvals for 82 road tanker vehicles, 32 LPG retail kiosks, and 5 newly built service stations to commence operations aiming to improve energy access and operational efficiency nationwide.
The Energy Regulation Board has approved 38 licenses and 5 construction permits across petroleum, electricity, and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment commitment of 240.8 million Zambian kwacha. Approvals were granted during the ERB's licensing committee meeting held on 15th August 2025, reflect growing investor confidence in Zambia's energy sector, and reaffirms the ERB's commitment to a transparent and supportive regulatory framework.
Review Agency has commended the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, for implementing transport reforms, including the adversary licensing system and single-disc road certificate. According to BRA Executive Director Sharon C. Chilongo, these innovations demonstrate RTSA's commitment to streamlining access to services, efficiency, and the lowering compliance costs for motorists and businesses. She notes that the advisory licensing